Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, your one-stop source for news, information, and just general banter and incoherence. Oh, wait. Incoherence? Oh, I guess we are incoherent. Anyways, introducing our panel for tonight. First of all, we have Nikki Haman.
Excuse me?
Thank God we don't have to hear that anymore on Raw.
Sorry, it had to be done.
No, but now we get to hear Triple H promos. It's like trading a shot to the left foot with a shot to the right foot.
Well, at least the excuse me was much more entertaining than a Randy Orton promo. But then again, that hog pen match on the pay-per-view was more entertaining than a Randy Orton promo.
That's saying a lot.
No, it's not saying much because Orton sucks at those. Speaking of, we have stat boy Josh Henninger.
Bye, yada.
And then we have the UFC's ultimate fan, VRM.
Why couldn't Marc-Andre Fleury get the Conn Smythe? He didn't make that huge save at the end of the game.
I honestly don't know why. And then from Louisiana, we have Kyle Chenier.
Oh, my. Oh, hi.
As we all know, Carl has bought that special new CD set that's just been released from K-Fail Records.
Indeed.
Boy.
And then we have, from Texas, Typho.
During last week's investigative reporting trip to the Isle of Samoa, I did leave out the part where we all ran around the jungles naked and did performance-enhancing drugs.
Tom, you're sharing.
There's the wellness hammer.
Yep. Yes, the wellness hammer. And Forth is also here. Now moving on.
Before we say anything, I just want to say, if anything can top what you just said, I will give you $20.
K-Fail Records, because somebody had to put this fucking crap together.
No, I'm serious. If anybody can match it up, I'll give you $20.
All right, well, let's see how round one goes as we talk about a pay-per-view.
Oh man.
Yes. WWE Extreme One Night Uncensored In Your House Stand Rules. And it's never funnier after the first time.
No, it isn't.
Nope.
And let's just get on with it, because it's really painful.
Why? I thought it was an excellent pay-per-view.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my back. I've been in a knot all day.
Okay.
So let's talk about that hog pen match, shall we?
The less we say, the better.
The hog pen match, a.k.a. Vicky's Last Hurrah. Oh, by the way, I should point out that Jason Block's not here this week. He is taping a game. He is doing a game show taping in New York City for GSN's brand new Big Saturday Night. So watch him become part of an interesting three-way between himself, Cat Deeley, and Hal Sparks.
Don't know if I want.
Trust me, it's GSN's 20Q, and I heard nothing but bad things about it, so I'm not expecting much out of it. But that's, and you can hear more insight like that on We Love to Interrupt at GameshowNewsNet.com.
Which I'm at right now.
About time I finally gave those guys a plug. So, Hogton match. This match only had any bearing towards Forth and Nikki, since all of us had the foresight to say half point.
Hey, she and I were thinking the same thing. It's just that my gopher broke was the point. We could be talking about a whole different ball game if she got the point. But I at least knew, as bad as it was, you got to pick a winner.
I don't understand why you guys keep saying that this was a horrible match. It wasn't going to be a match.
We know.
But you're shitting on it, even though I realize they wrestled shit, but do you have to shit on it? Seriously.
At least I didn't get caked with that shit in person.
Oh, there's always a bright spot about that. Forth got it right. All right, Forth got it right. He got the point. Everybody except Nikki got a half point.
Oh, well.
Next, we get to the Yappapai strap match.
Another last hurrah.
This pay-per-view was actually full of a few last hurrahs.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. And what does Typho have to say about his investigative reporting?
Hey, what I saw out there, it told me Umaga was going to win, but, I mean, I can't control drug tests.
Can't control the wellness hammer.
Wellness hammer probably is more important than a band hammer.
I mean, this time he got the wellness strap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not something you want to wear in public.
Oof.
Could it be any more irony that the person that gave him the wellness strap is the only person that is least likely to fail a wellness test of any kind?
Who, Michael Cole?
Same man that put John Morrison into a 30-day wellness sleep.
Ah, punk. That's two people he's put in the wellness sleeps.
Well, this one's got a much bigger sense of permanency.
Yeah. So, as we all know, Punk won that one. So, Carl, Forth, DJ, Nikki, and myself get that point. Whereas the rest of them, well, they're strapped.
Fail.
Thank you. And now let's get to what. Now let's get to a great match. The U.S. title fatal four-way. I saw this and I loved it.
Hello? Definitely and, awesome.
Yeah.
This was also known for many as the free Kofi point.
Aaron? Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the mob is forming in Pittsburgh.
And I was an idiot for picking MVP to get pinned. But then again,
they're pushing him to the main event. They're not just going to have him just get the pinfall and him off in a four-way.
Good point.
And,
so
yeah, Regal has the least amount to do, so.
I'm trying to bet, you know, we're going to talk about that wellness thing quite a bit, a little bit today, because we just had testing, so who knows what's going to happen on that one? Who knows? But Kingston, still the champ, and Regal was the one who got pinned. So Josh, Jason, Typho, Carl, and Nikki each have two, while DJ and myself, VRM, and the numeral have one. And then we get to the Intercontinental title match, where this might be Rey Mysterio's last hurrah.
And so far, that's what it looks like, because he was not on SmackDown at all.
But he might have been selling the mask thing, because I'd imagine the idea would be that it would be humiliating to have been unmasked. So maybe he was just not there because they wanted him to sell this whole thing.
He needs to be a man. He's got 500 of those things.
That's probably more of that.
I know, but
do you think
him,
he has
like,
Vilma Scarce?
For him, it's like being pantsed. It's like being pantsed in school. He doesn't want to have to go there.
Well, Jericho's the new Intercontinental Champ 9 times around.
Yes!
Oh. So, Jason, time for a fourth, and DJ get that point. The rest of us are left sad, depressed, and maskless.
Kind of like Rey Mysterio.
Fate of all pairs.
And then we get triple threat hardcore rules for the ECW title between Tommy Dreamer, Jack Swagger, and Christian Cage. Another good match. And with a title in one hand and a new 3-year contract in the other hand, Tommy Dreamer is your new champion.
Woohoo!
Would this kind of make Dreamer the most successful person to have been the World Heavyweight Champion in the original ECW, or?
No.
Guess not.
Because I think that honor. God, think about all the champions: Sandman, Mikey Whipwreck, Taz,
Rhino.
Rhino.
He's Rhino
was
NWA last world champion.
Yeah, Rhino was NWA world champion. Raven.
Also NWA world champion.
Holds the record for most WWE stuff, hardcore title runs. But in any case, Dreamer 1, VRM, Jason 4, DJ, and Nikki all get that point, and the rest of us, Zilcho. Cena versus Big Show, and VRM, you're close to Rumble 07, but he just choked him out.
Which was kind of fail to begin with the, because it was a bosh!
You gotta love their quick replay work. You saw the foot on the rope, and then, oh, there's the crossface.
Well, no, it's just the fact that his foot slipped off the rope and handheld tilted. One foot on this part of the STF anyway.
Aha. Uh-huh. So then, well, Cena won, and everybody got the point except for DJ, who didn't care. We will skip the last match because that has some implications to it, so we'll just go straight to Orton Batista. And what can we say?
The world needs a new Batista-ism after he won the championship, but, well, we'll get into why we won't get that tomorrow.
What a pointless title change.
Yeah, pointless title
change.
I've
just put it in wrong. I put Dave Hurt, not Dave Kill. That's my fault.
I think Randy Orton upgraded his action replay.
Damn it.
Well, Batista won, so fourth gets a full point. Carl, Nikki, and myself get a half point. And then we get to the final match of the night.
What a match it was.
Indeed.
Ladder match. Edge versus Jeff Hardy. Back and forth, back and forth.
Ladder spot.
Couple of beautiful ladder spots.
But the one where they went off the ladder onto the other ladder, that was awesome.
Yep. Fun times.
Fun times indeed. And Jeff Hardy won the belt. And that's pretty much it for the pay-per-view. Okay, that's getting annoying now. We just received breaking word that there was an immediate match afterwards where the grateful opportunist known as CM Punk ran in, cashed the briefcase, nails a go-to-sleep on Jeff, and wins the title.
That would have worked better if you actually played Punk's music.
No,
that was for you.
If you're going to use the Extreme Rules replay idea, go full bore.
So that means, well, here's the thing. Jeff Hardy was the winner of the actual match, so Jeff Hardy would be the correct answer. So Josh, Jason, Carl, DJ, and Nikki got the point.
But.
Dinner. And my dinner's here. Bye, everybody. No, kidding. Final scores. VRM. Thank you. VRM gets the Steve Carino Award.
Excuse me while I take that to the bathroom.
I myself get the Brooklyn Brawler Award.
The Lombardi Trophy?
Nope.
Sports.
Josh and Typho get the Red Rooster Award.
Great. So I'm just a big cock now?
The biggest bunch of cocks since the Johnsons ran around in TNA.
Love you.
Carl and DJ get the Double J Jeff Jarrett Award.
Hey, on it, great.
Jason and Nikki get the MVP award.
Rolling. If we get that, we'll get there.
And that means that the winner and new NAACP Fizzleweight Heavyweight Champion of the World is Jeff Foxworthy.
Yay!
I hope you're just busting chops, because...
I'm sorry, I got that wrong. The winner, posthumously, is Poland!
Yay!
Better announce the real winner. I'm flying over there myself.
All right, everybody, forfeit the winner.
That's right.
Yay.
After all of those times, I finally do it. Finally did it. Well, I've become Batista.
Yes, so you get
to throw him in the room.
So yeah, this is you get to throw the title in the room, doesn't it?
I hear Heidenreich wants a title shot.
Take it now.
All right. Oh my, indeed. Oh, by the way, special announcement for next week's show. Because of what WWE is going to be doing next week, and because Jason Block is going to be back next week, in order to fit all of that information into this show, it's going to be a 2-hour show with the return of one of our favorite segments of all time.
Uh-oh.
Hit me.
Around the Horn.
Yay!
All I know is I'm not going to be a panelist. Good Lord, last time I did it, I stunk up the place.
Yes, you are the Charlie Pierce of the group.
Yeah, I'm going to sit, this one. I'm gonna sit that panel out.
The great Tim Callishaw will return.
Texas Toast? What?
Oh, by the way, I found Tim Callishaw on Twitter.
I found Woody Page as well.
Speaking of Twitter, I got a very, very interesting follow the other day.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tweet Tim Callishaw jokingly say that my mom, well, he's married, so never mind. I'm going to tweet him saying that I think you're the best. I think that for 1 week you should host the show.
Am I the only person on here that doesn't actually use Twitter?
No, I don't use it either. I've been tempted to, but I don't.
I do.
I got dragged into it.
I don't. Nobody cares what I'm doing.
I mean, you have all those listeners on Tuesday Night Typho. Why aren't they flocking over to you? They want to hear what you say every day, so why don't you use Twitter?
That's a good point, but I like to believe that from Tuesday to the following Tuesday, they're just kind of frozen waiting for the show to start.
As far as I'm concerned, there's actually nothing going on until this coming Tuesday.
Yes, we're going to be in Texas.
And by the way, my show didn't record this week for some odd reason.
Okay, moving on.
We didn't get to record the name Metfield for all posterity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, who saw Raw last night?
Last night. Great Scott! The Libyans!
Is it Tuesday in Seattle?
No, it's just another day for in paradise.
Or is it Tuesday in
Clueless in Seattle, maybe?
Okay, let's just move on. Raw on Monday was unpredictable.
And thanks to my idiot boss, I couldn't go see it live.
The first segment at least finally showed Rhodes and DiBiase doing something.
But their night would not end as well.
Mm-hmm. No, it would.
No. All right, so let's just say that Batista cut a promo and gave us a new face for a Photoshop at WrestleCrap.
Yeah.
Yep.
More no DQ fodder right there.
Yep. And Orton comes out, doesn't say anything, gets jumped by Priceless, and then they beat him down and break his arm. Kayfabe wise, real story. He has a torn bicep. He's going to be out for 3 months.
At least.
Yeah.
Just,
hopefully.
Did he come back?
Yep.
I don't
yes,
know if
he did.
Say hopefully like that.
Mm-hmm. So,
though, they may come back a little too quick and re-injure. Again, that's the reason I say hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then later on in the show, Vicky Guerrero gets pissed and decides to quit.
And then the four greatest words that Edge has ever said.
I want a divorce.
Slow fade turn of Edge continues.
Yep.
But I will miss Vicky. But we understand why she's going. I mean, her kids are in high school or getting ready to start college.
Yep.
Her oldest one is.
So, yeah, she wants to spend time with him now. It's been a good year and a half for her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when she comes back, she's going to have instant heat.
I want that kind of heat.
Well, I think you're pretty close to getting that type of heat at PWD.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens next Thursday. Shameless plug.
Actually, continue the shameless plug. Plug their website. Plug where they're going to be.
Yes, Pro Training Wrestling. This coming Thursday, June 18th, at the Pro Training Facilities, 4974 Provident Drive in Cincinnati, Ohio. Come check out their site, pt-wrestling.com, or hit their MySpace.com, Pro Training Wrestling, where we have pictures of our new tag team champions and our new King of Cincinnati. Unfortunately, none of them are Candy Charles. I'm working on it.
Yes, because none of them can't turn up the gay like Candy Charles.
Shush. Okay, where were we? Oh, yes. Randy thought that sending Dave on his way was going to get him an easy shot at the belt by winning it by forfeit.
I smell a hammer.
I smell a very big hammer.
I smell a middle finger that was being held out under that hammer on his way to the ring. Very subtle, Ms. Dr. Levesque.
Justin goes, time for your prostate.
And then Rhodes and DiBiase lift up to the nickname of Pointless.
That's right.
I'm wondering, does that mean that Triple H has been in that ambulance since Backlash?
Of course, he's a doctor. What do you expect?
It's prickless.
Okay, somebody's getting $20. Somebody's definitely getting $20 for that.
All right, four. Carl wins. Give him $20.
I'll do what I can. I don't know if I can literally guarantee it, but...
Right in the chair.
I'm not trying to back out. Don't worry.
You'll get
I mean,
at least
of course,
get
I'm putting up $25 against Block, and I know damn well I'm going to lose that.
I know, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it that well. I don't really have a PayPal thing set up. If I can't do it, I'll find a way to put you over in some way or another.
Send him a $25 gift card to GameStop.
I'll try.
Let me get that Best Buy.
You can get a new WWE DVD.
Might I recommend the Edge Collection?
This week. I already did this week. Anyway, back to what we were saying.
The evil doc destroying Randy Orton and throwing away Legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made my night.
Made my night too.
Yeah.
Better Santina finally getting beat up.
Ugh.
Of course, my mind being fast forward to next week.
Why can't they just do away with the gimmick already?
Yeah, but I guarantee that it's over, so.
I was going to say, somehow that damn thing is over.
It's amazing what gets over. And that's a quote from a now unemployed Mr. Kennedy.
Yes,
oh,
and
yeah,
the wrists aren't broken also either.
Also may or may not be the one to spread a rumor about Victoria.
Oh, that's a bad right there.
I'm not even going to grace that with any further comment.
No.
Oh.
If that turns out to be true, then fine. If it isn't true, Kennedy's going to the room.
But I already was.
Kennedy is not in the room.
Oh.
Not yet.
Kennedy will be coming to join you in the room.
There was a very good point made two nights ago. It makes sense that Kennedy's fired for being injury prone. Then you have a guy who supposedly got injured in Batista. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, but they probably have Batista because he's like a main event guy. But he's, well, despite what we all want to say, he's very over. So I guess that's it.
And rumors possible cover up of a drug test gone wrong.
Oh, no, that's. Mm-hmm. We keep on hearing that news too.
That's news with a capital Z, though. I'm not sure. I think somebody's blowing that out of proportion. Because didn't that start with somebody with the leaked information that certain people should not be written into the 3-hour show?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But there were no names. So everybody, you know, everybody jumped to this conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it may be nothing. It may be another thing like Labor Day weekend of 2007, where 10 people got written clean out of the show to the tune of the "You're Suspended" chants.
Uh-huh. Regal.
Morrison.
Tommy
Kennedy.
Orton.
Unaki.
Umaga.
Well, he didn't have to be written out, I guess.
Yeah.
Or did Edge or Gregory Helms?
Yeah, Helms got one, too.
Edge doesn't have one.
I thought Edge had one.
Yeah, Edge was part of that. He was out injured at the time, though, so nobody noticed.
He and Helms, no one really knew. Or noticed, I should say.
Well, I guess we'll find out a couple of, maybe as early as Monday, who's the next people to be suspended. I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out over the weekend.
And that's
on another note, since somebody mentioned Gregory Helms, I think Nikki's getting her wish.
Indeed.
And the sad part is, I didn't even think of him when they talked about somebody I didn't recognize in green.
Talk about X-Pac.
The saddest part about this, I was thinking this was leading up to the debut of Sheamus O'Shaughnessy. But we didn't see our intrepid reporter.
I'll tell you one thing. It couldn't have been Sheamus O'Shaughnessy because Sheamus is heel.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked in both ways for the dark matches, but I think they were leaning on bringing him in heel.
Yeah.
Now, if Dear Mr. Helms is indeed remasking, yes, I'm going to be very, very happy.
And nothing about Sheamus, though, since we brought him up. Guess who he's been working with in a dark mat, in a house show?
Right.
Normally, he's been throwing Jamie Noble around.
Mm-mm.
So could it be a certain Hall of Famer?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Ricky, the Dragon, Steamboat.
Dagnabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo. All the stuff I saw him work, he was either working Jamie Noble or Jimmy Wang Yang.
That's how much faith WWE has in this guy. They're having him wrestle Steamboat.
I think he's been working with Finlay some, too.
That's a ready-made feud right there.
Well, that was one of the promos he cut in one of his dark matches. He was calling Finlay out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that might be a starter feud if he shows up on ECW.
That makes sense.
Speaking of ECW, how over was Vladimir Kozlov got some cheers on ECW this week?
He was smiling like an idiot.
I think he loves WWE again.
That smile scared me, and those jobbers should have been just as scared.
Yeah.
He was so
especially
crazy.
Luke Hawks.
Luke Hawks has no fear. He has Alcatraz by his side. I fondly remember my Wrestling Society X days.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling Julius explosions. So not only did Vladimir get to kill a jobber, he got to throw him in the room.
Who, Luke Hawks?
Well, I can't say that. You can't throw all the GSX graduates in there, because then I'd have to say Evan Bourne would be in the room. And I would never do that.
We already threw WSX in there.
I know.
Long ago.
That's one of the first things that got thrown in. Actually, we lumped that in with MTV.
Yeah, I was
just trying to throw MTV in there for canceling it. Ended up getting the whole promotion thrown in.
Sorry, man. I was back and getting that thrown in, so that's my fault. Oh, what other nonsense we got out there?
Oh, we have some hirings for WWE or ads for WWE. They're looking for a color comment. They're looking for a new commentator on their talent. They're looking for somebody for creative. Oh, no.
Hey, they might actually get someone good.
We don't know.
The last person who's been on WWE Creative that was any good in the past 7 years who was new was Corp Bauer.
Sorry.
Never mind. Also a hiring for Lillian Garcia wannabe. What? That's right. They're looking for a person who could sing, female, Latino being a plus, to be a ring announcer for WWE programming. Jason Block, if he's listening to the show, he's thinking, Rock Smash!
And for those ladies that are interested, please submit your resume and your naked photos to Johnny Ace.
Yes.
And they seem to be really excited to try and find an American Idol reject.
So, Adam Lambert, here's your calling.
That's not right.
Speaking of which, this, he's the only guy I can think of that has come out three times. Wasn't he openly gay on the show?
No.
He came out of that?
No, you're thinking of Danny Noriega.
Oh.
Danny Noriega was the openly gay American who didn't even make the top 12. Adam Lambert was the guy who was runner-up and should have won, but didn't because of his eccentric personality, and the people in the Southland of the United States thought, we can't have somebody like that being our idol. I mean, he's too pretty. Oh, Chris Allen, damn it.
You know what? If there's someone from the South, I take offense to that.
Someone born and raised, well, no, I'm from Florida. That doesn't count.
Well, people in Arkansas and Chris Allenstown were doing power texting to get Chris Allen to win.
For the record,
or that's the report.
What you just botched. A lot worse than what you just tried to do.
I mean, I forgot what I just said. But yeah, this is pretty pathetic trying to replace Lillian Garcia and having an ad saying you want to be the next Lillian Garcia.
Oh, you play.
Trying to trade in for a younger model.
Never works in WWE, does it?
No. By the way, Rob.
Yeah, Carl.
The deal episode with Little Guido's brother is on right now as we speak.
Yes, that is for those who do get GSN.
Am I the only one that SmackDown looks like they use the same camera they shoot the hills with?
No, I was talking to Rob about that before the show. It looks like it was either shot on film or shot on traditional video. It's not as crisp as their usual HD.
I'm thinking it's videotape. Maybe they ran out of high quality tape and they had to use an older tape.
I think something with their HD system conked out and they had to shoot it on traditional video.
It looked like they hit the thing for a John Morrison slow-mo entrance and forgot to turn it off.
The first few minutes, yeah, but the rest of the show was still kind of, it did not look like high def.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a complaint. I thought it looked kind of cool.
It looked like a high-quality YouTube video. Well, I heard it kind of looked like a high-quality YouTube video.
I'm a TV geek, though, so I like stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Who wants to hear some TNA stuff?
I only like to watch a little bit of Impact, so.
Actually good.
Uh-huh. It's TNA. They're heading up to their second-biggest pay-per-view of the year, and it's sensical. I think secretly Russo's been fired.
All I know is a lot of the Russo-esque stuff Foley has done. It wasn't the fact that it's Foley had called shenanigans, but somehow he makes it at least work somewhat.
About the fact that Borash got cold cocked.
I'm sorry.
I can't say that. I like
JB. It was not a good night to be a backstage interviewer for TNA.
No, it wasn't.
No. One guy
they had to go down to their third stringer, SoCal Val.
That's
even
SoCal back on our
TV. Wait, what happened to Lauren?
She got stalked into the women's bathroom by Raven, where Daphne was waiting for her.
No, that was Taylor Wilde.
No, that was Lauren.
That was Lauren. Okay.
Taylor Wilde came looking for her after she attacked Lauren.
And another big plus, Jay Lethal was wearing the 3-star trunks.
I'm still waiting for the Machismo King.
If
he's in that exhibition King of the Mountain, there's an opportunity.
I expect that in 2 years.
Yes, the big 9-year celebration.
Yeah.
In 2 years after all their current stars retire.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe go to WWE, as everyone's been saying about Angle for 6 months now.
I don't think Angle's going anywhere.
No.
I think he's going.
If he goes anywhere, he's going home.
You would have to beef up before going back.
No, he might actually have to get real neck surgery. Make sure his head stays on straight.
Yes. Going back to Twitter feed for a second, it has to do with what I just mentioned. There's a picture of what Lex Luger looks like nowadays from the guy Opie and Anthony show.
I don't know if I want to see that.
Well, at least he looks happy.
He's a little south of 200 pounds these days.
Can you describe it?
In the 175 mode.
That's about what I weigh.
I wish I could say the same, man.
Well, let's hope the t-shirts fit better.
Speaking of, we have some Lashley news.
Ah, yes.
Great Bobby Lashley.
Bobby
Lashley, go ahead.
Uh-huh. All right. Former WWE wrestler Bobby Lashley says a decision will be made within the next few weeks.
Really?
On whether he's going to burp on camera or not.
Well, that'd be his best promo ever.
Next few weeks on whether he's going to sign a contract with TNA or join the promotion as a wrestler. Meanwhile, Lashley didn't close the door on the possibility of returning to WWE.
I don't know, if he's serious about the MMA route, they probably wouldn't support it that much. WWE probably wouldn't.
He says that professional wrestling is in his blood and he wants to wrestle while training for MMA fights, including his June 27th fight against Bob Sapp.
Bob Sapp is going to get the shit kicked out of him, I'm afraid.
Bob Sapp getting the shit kicked out of him?
I think it's going to happen.
He says he prefers to wrestle for TNA over WWE.
Given that it's the easier travel and work schedule, I can understand that. He's also probably worried that when he does go back to WWE, that this is going to stand there and say, you're going to beg for your job.
Yeah.
And then all you're going to be doing is job.
Or
maybe join a club.
Yeah, no. They'll job him only for a little while. Then I think Vince will let bygones be bygones.
And fire him.
Or ask that is Vince. Well, let's see, what else have I got in here? Mr. Foley, when he's not out there pretending to be high muckamuck, is looking to write another book. I don't know if any of you guys are hooked up to his MySpace, but he's been talking about publishing another memoir somewhere in the next year titled Crossing the Line, where he's going to talk about his career leading up to and into his departure from WWE to TNA. He's going to get through the same publisher that put out Jericho's first book. He said he actually went back and reread Hardcore Diaries, and he's like, wow. He didn't realize how negative he had been towards the WWE until he actually went back and read it himself.
Mm-hmm.
his statement about that, too. I'm shocked that the powers that be, especially Vince, allowed so many negative musings to be published. Don't get me wrong. I don't personally regret writing any of it, but I'm really surprised the book wasn't edited down to a matchbook.
Yeah.
I haven't read it myself, so I don't know just how negative we're talking here, but if that's any indication.
Possibly. Let's see here. We have some other WWE news that we need to talk about. It seems like they're going to do a new GM role for next week's show and announce them there.
Gage?
Charlotte, North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think?
Yeah.
Flair.
Definitely Flair.
Look where the show is.
It's a swerve. It's Ole Anderson.
Nice.
Let's hope that Flair actually gets a good hometown walk instead of the usual one he gets.
And with the GM's job, he'd still get decent money and decent airtime. And that way he can paying off his ex-wife.
And for his kids' dumbass mistakes.
Well, yeah.
Reed, not David.
I know.
Yes, the kid who never had a father. Allegedly. You can mention this, Rob.
Mention what?
Upcoming in the Raw after the one this week, they're testing out a commercial-free edition of Raw.
So no doubt feature Lawler and Cole shilling like there's no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Although, admittedly, on their side, it's not going to be any different, short of that they don't have to announce the commercial break.
Well, at least we won't hear, what will happen with Rhodes and DiBiase? We'll be right back.
Yeah, you won't hear the punching bag call for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can see a dive out of the ring and know that a commercial is not coming.
Right.
Yes. And we will never hear, you're watching the longest running episodic television show in history, WWE Monday Night Raw.
No,
don't
work
it in.
It'll be the June 22nd edition.
Somehow they'll still work in a Did You Know also.
Yeah.
Did you know there are no commercials tonight, which is far less than anything on any other network.
You know that this is where we're going to sneak our commercials in, since we're not going to cut to any.
What are the odds he'll get Jeffrey Donovan or Mark Feuerstein or somebody from a USA show on in the audience?
Let's see.
They can't promote anything, so...
Might as well promote USA shows. Let's see. Burn Notice. The other team reruns of Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Psych.
Monk.
In Plain Sight.
Royal Pains.
I just said that.
I didn't hear that.
You were cut off.
Great.
House. Did you say house?
Yes. You can just imagine Hugh Laurie there.
Could
be kicking.
Why do they have to draft Jericho then?
Yeah.
That promo would actually be one of the coolest things I would have ever seen.
We could have Mickey Rourke plugging Iron Man 2.
It'll be the greatest movie in our industry.
No, that's what Tony Schiavone said about Ready to Rumble.
Oh, Lord.
How right he was.
Or any form of Tony Schiavone.
Tony Hyperbole.
Well, since 1997, yeah.
All you gotta do is just go on YouTube and look up his TNA promo.
that was an awesome promo.
No, I think I'll pass.
And that was the last wrestling thing on TV he ever did. The video game.
You knew he was evil because he had a beard and was wearing a Kiss t-shirt.
Before
it reminds me of the alternate universe from Star Trek.
Just because he looked like a short, fat version of Vince Russo.
So that would mean if he's the evil parallel Russo, then everything makes sense?
Yes, and we must find this man.
We already have found this man. His name is Paul Heyman.
Pardon me while I go into stunned silence.
Well, if he is Paul Heyman, we have to find a way to get his drive back.
Yes.
I don't know, if all these DCW guys flocking to TNA, I think he might get his drive back. Especially since RVD is in talks with TNA now.
He didn't say anything about that on his show on Wednesday. He was too busy talking about tax saving the economy.
Good listen.
But, hey, fans up over there, that's great.
And I bet Paul would like to come over there along with Taz.
I figured Taz is a done deal.
I was going to say, I thought he was committed. All they got to do is just wait until he can legally do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think all the ECW guys should just get in a van, go find your Uncle Paul and kidnap him.
How about a creative team of Paul Heyman and Vince Russo?
I got this feeling the words, out of all the ECW alumni that needed an intervention, Paul Heyman is going to come out of someone's mouth.
Oh, and this we didn't cover from last week. TNA signed an agreement with Sony, and videos will be made available on their VOD service on the PS3. Right now, they have all the pay-per-views from 08 and 09, the Bloodiest Brawls, DVD, and last week's episode of Impact with more stuff being put on.
Like a director's edition.
So pretty much they're the same deal that they have with the Xbox 360 people.
How'd that deal work out?
Working out pretty decently.
Cool.
Of course, you got to mention TNAVideoVault.com as well.
No, because it's there. Oh, you bought the Macho Man DVD, right?
Yes.
Have the floor for a couple minutes and tell us about it.
A lot of the matches you see is from WWE days, including a few rare ones, such as one with against Shawn Michaels for the title at one of the, I believe, Boston shows. All right, let me take a look at the match list. Hang on a second. Okay, I need to correct myself. That was in England, not Boston.
That was on World Tour 92.
Yes. Let's see. The first match they had was against Rick McGraw, his actual WWE debut. In a very early match with Steamboat from the Boston Garden in 85. And another very early match with Hogan in 85 at MSG for the title. In And of course, you got your well-known matches as the WrestleMania 3 match. his match when he won his first MVP title against DiBiase Sr. The return match in the steel cage in MSG. And that's all on the first disc. Let's see, disc two. The Mega Powers of the tag match with Hulk Hogan against Andre and DiBiase from SummerSlam 88. WWE title match from WrestleMania 5 with Hogan. Then the main event rematch. This is when he had Queen Sherry accompany him. And he was one of the Macho King. Let's see, WrestleMania 6 is a mixed tag team match, of course. Remember Sapphire?
No.
No. I don't either.
I've heard of her.
Let's see, the retirement match with Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania 7. Tuesday in Texas match with Jake the Snake Roberts. The WWE title match against Flair at WrestleMania 8. All right, there's three. That HBK match I mentioned, then it was a tag match. He teamed with Bret Hart against Flair and Michaels. One of his final matches in the WWE against Yokozuna from 94 on Raw.
I remember that match really well.
And then finally, they have four WCW matches. Lifeguard match from 95's Dash to the Beach with Flair. WCW title match from Nitro in 96 with Flair. The Falls Count Anywhere match with DDP at Great American Bash 97. And finally, the tag team match for the WCW title at Dash to the Beach 99.
That's quite a DVD listing.
You mean they didn't put his Road Wild 99 match with Dennis Rodman on there?
That's what if they wanted to bury him.
Oh, yeah.
An extra if you look hard enough.
No.
Not even an Easter egg?
I didn't find any. It's presented very well. Of course, Rob's favorite presenter, Matt Stryker, on there.
Yay!
I heard they also have Maria for some odd reason.
I guess they had Stryker on because he can imitate Macho Man very well. Okay. Time is almost up. They come out.
Mm-hmm. So you say buy the DVD?
Yeah, it's nicely put together. And with the rare matches, yeah, it's a buy.
Okay, well, that said, I think we should do some final wrap up. Anything else you want to plug, Nikki?
I got nothing coming up, unfortunately, just the PT Wrestling Show next Thursday. Doors open at 7, all seats are $5, all snacks are $1, and you can see me and Candy Charles, and hopefully I'll be bringing in another new guy who I probably won't be managing, but if I can get him over there, it'll be awesome.
That's right, and don't forget the Ladies Only Show on the 26th.
And once again, I'll be calling in. I'll just be calling in to listen in so you don't have to put me on.
So for Nikki, VRM, Statboy, Carl, Forth, and Typho, I am Robert Seidelman saying good night. Good night.
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 Good show, guys. That's pretty much all we got.
Yes.
All right, take care.
All right,
see you.
Yes.